Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Abundant Waters, was written by Wynne Collier. In Australia, a report outlined a grim story of extreme drought, heat, and fire. The account described a horrific year with only minuscule rainfall, turning parched brush into tinder. Raging fires torched the countryside. Fish died. Crops failed. All because they didn't have a simple resource we often take for granted. Water, which we all need in order to live. Israel found itself in its own terrifying dilemma. As the people camped in the dusty, barren desert, we read this alarming line in Exodus 17. There was no water for the people to drink. The people were afraid. Their throats were dry. The sand sizzled. Their children suffered thirst. Terrified, the people quarreled with Moses, demanding water. But what could Moses do? He could only go to God. And God gave Moses odd instructions. Take the staff and strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink. So Moses hit the rock, and out gushed a river, plenty for the people and their cattle. That day, Israel knew that their God loved them. Their God provided abundant water. If you're experiencing a drought or wilderness in life, know that God is aware of it and He's with you. Whatever your need, whatever your lack, may you find hope and refreshment in His abundant waters. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Exodus chapter 17, verses 1 through 7. The whole Israelite community set out from the desert of Sin, traveling from place to place as the Lord commanded. They camped at Rephidim, but there was no water for the people to drink. So they quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." Moses replied, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you put the Lord to the test?" But the people were thirsty for water there, and they grumbled against Moses. They said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to make us and our children and livestock die of thirst?" Then Moses cried out to the Lord, "What am I to do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go out in front of the people. Take with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. I will stand there before you by the rock at Horeb. Strike the rock, and water will come out of it for the people to drink." So Moses did this in the sight of the elders of Israel, and he called the place Massah and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled and because they tested the Lord, saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" Let's pray. Dear God, we trust you and love you, and we thank you for providing what we need exactly when we need it. When we, like the Israelites, are going through a wilderness experience, remind us that you are there with us, and that even in the darkness, your hand is reaching out and leading the way. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.